From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The United States says it has detected potential preparations for a chemical attack at the Sirius Shayrat Air Force, which was used in April to launch a chemical attack that killed more than 80 people in Khan Shaykhun. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Saunders says in a statement on Monday that this is part of a larger plan to defeat terrorism.
Our goal every day is to do what we can to protect life in all forms, and to take steps to move the ball forward in defeating ISIS, defeating all efforts of terrorism. And I think the statement yesterday helped do that.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis declined to discuss the intelligence that prompted the White House warning as he flew to Europe for a NATO meeting. Mattis stressed the American military was not going to get drawn into the Syrian civil war, but noted that if someone comes after us, then under legitimate self-defense, we'll do whatever we have to stop it. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is scheduled to meet this hour in Washington with Qatar's foreign minister 3 weeks after Saudi Arabia and other Arab states imposed trade and diplomatic embargoes on the oil-rich American ally. Tillerson's State Department meeting with Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani comes days after Qatar rejected demands that Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates had made in return for lifting their sanctions against the small monarchy on the Arabian Peninsula. The four countries have closed their airspace to Qatari Airlines and blocked its only land border, a vital route for food imports. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republican leaders struggled Tuesday to keep alive their effort to dismantle the country's key health law, postponing a vote after an independent analysis concluded that 22 million people would lose their insurance coverage over the next decade if their proposed overhaul is adopted. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told his Republican colleagues he would delay a planned vote this week until after the week-long recess centered on the July 4th Independence Day holiday.
We're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have, that we're continuing to try to litigate. Consequently, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place.
Several Republican lawmakers had said they would not even vote to start debate on the party's proposal. Brazil's attorney general formally accused President Michel Temer of corruption on Monday, making him the first sitting president in Latin America's largest nation to face criminal charges. Temer responded by saying,
"There is no plan B. We have to keep moving forward. Therefore, nothing will destroy us, not me nor our ministers."
Attorney General Rodrigo Yanot. Accusation is the latest salvo in an intensifying showdown between Temer and justice officials who are building a corruption case that reaches to the highest levels. The case now goes to the lower chambers of the deputies in Congress, which must decide if it has merit. If two-thirds of the legislature decides that it does, then the president will be suspended for up to 180 days while a trial is conducted. A day after the U.S. Supreme Court gave the go-ahead to a narrow version of President Donald Trump's executive order limiting travel, it remains unclear how it will be implemented. The court will allow a 90-day ban on travelers from six majority Muslim countries to take effect, as well as a 120-day halt on all refugee admissions. However, the restrictions could not be enforced to keep out foreign nationals who have a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says agencies should have a definitive statement on what constitutes a bona fide relationship soon.
We don't have a definition here at the State Department for that yet. None of the agencies has that definition just yet. That we will be working to get. That I anticipate will take a couple days to get that.
The court has defined such relationships as family connections for individuals, admittance to a U.S. school for students, and a job offer for workers. Immigration attorneys have said the court's language is not sufficiently specific. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.